Okay, cool. Okay, so hello. For those of you guys who don't know me well, my name is Deb. So today, just to go over a little bit about what we are going to be doing on today's call. First, I want to just share with you a piece of my story. Actually, a piece of my story that I've actually never shared publicly. So I'm gonna share a little bit about my story, and then what we're gonna do is we're gonna get right into it. So I'm going to go ahead and I'll connect you to the light, and I will explain that as we get to that point. But I want you guys to start thinking about questions, right? Start thinking about in your life where you are stuck. Start thinking about in your life, like if you could have everything that you wanted in your life, what that looks like, and just really where you want your life to look different. And so I'm going to give you guys the opportunity to raise your hand, to ask questions. And from there, I want to talk about some of the steps, some of the really important, the crucial steps to really creating a breakthrough in your life. Just a little bit of background. I personally have created many, many breakthroughs and have gone through this process over and over and over again. And I love it. It's always super, super fun as you're going through all the steps and as you're going through all the feelings, right? And all the feelings that can come up as you're wanting to go to that next level of your life. And so we will walk through those and we'll talk about those and talk about all of the important steps that are needed to really, really take that next step and go to that next step in your life. And then from there, we are going to do a clearing. So with the questions that you guys bring up, we're going to go ahead and clear those. And then also, I've got a bunch of stuff as I was sitting with your guys' energy and the energy that needs to be cleared around creating a breakthrough. I've got a bunch of different things we are going to clear, different awarenesses that I want to bring up to really help you guys open to that consciousness, that those levels of consciousness of what maybe where you've shut yourself down. We have moments where we shut ourselves down, where we forget that we've made certain conclusions, and those conclusions can be blocking us from creating the true reality, the true life we really want to create for ourselves. So we'll do a big clearing, and then I'll talk to you guys about my Be True to You pattern breaking program and how that can help you to as well create that breakthrough that you've been wanting in your life. And then from there, we'll finish this call with a visualization. So we're going to go ahead and just do a visualization at the end of the call, really just to bring you in the energy of being and moving towards that breakthrough in your life and moving towards the life that you truly desire, right? The life that you really want for yourself. So with that, I'm just going to ask you before I even go and talk to you a little bit about my bio. I just want to do a little bit of breathing here. So just planting your feet nice and flat on the floor. And just start off by just taking a nice deep inhale and just breathing in through your nose and just filling your belly and the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air. And just exhaling out nice and slow. And again, just breathing in through your nose and just filling your belly, the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air. And just exhaling out nice and slow. And just one more time, just taking a nice deep breath and just breathing in through your nose and just filling your belly, the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air. And just exhaling out nice and slow. And just feeling your feet nice and flat on the floor, feeling your body wherever you are sitting. And just opening your eyes. Awesome. Cool. So for those of you guys who haven't heard my story, and like I said, I haven't shared a lot of this story publicly. So I really want you guys to know that I really, really walked this path and just really share with you my story. And so really, so my journey started when I was actually 15 months old. So I'm 15 months old, and this was before I was even 2 years old, right? And my So when I was two, my dad ended up leaving my mom. Okay. And so I'm 2 years old and he's leaving. And of course he's leaving my mother. He's not leaving me. Right. But in that moment, there were several conclusions that I made in that moment. One of them that was, of course, my dad loved me, right? So my dad loves me, but he's leaving. And so in that moment, you know, unconsciously, this was all subconscious at the time. Obviously, I'm 2 years old. I'm not aware of it, right? But in that moment, one conclusion that I made was that love was leaving, right? So that love equaled leaving. And the second conclusion that I made in that moment was that, and again, this is all subconscious, but the second conclusion that I made in that moment was that I would always be left. And so, you know, fast forward to eight or nine years old, my mom is my primary support system, and she's really my world. And I'm living with my mom and my sister. I have a twin sister. And so, you know, every night when my mom was coming home, I would stand by our big bay window, and I would, like every time when I kind of knew she was like on her way home, I would stand by this by our big bay window and I would look out the window anxiously awaiting for her to come home. Because deep inside of me, again, very unconsciously, like I had this fear that one day she wasn't going to come home, right? This one day that she wasn't, that I wasn't going to have her any longer as my support system. And so really fast forward to when I'm 14 turning 15, and my mom gets diagnosed with terminal cancer. And she ends up passing away when I'm 17 years old, not even 18 years old yet. And you guys, I tell you the story not for pity or not for sympathy, but I really am telling you the story because I've really walked this journey. I know what it's like to have crazy, painful experiences in your life. I also know what it's like to really come out on the other side, right? To come out and actually go through those experiences and what it's like to come out on that other side, right? You know, when you can actually own your journey and really dive deep, you know, we get so conditioned to running away from our pain, running away from our emotions, running, like, not honoring and owning our imperfections. We get so conditioned to do that, right? We're only going to put forth the good pieces, right? Only people can see the good pieces. And I'm really here to tell you that it is when we own these and we go into them and we honor them and we clear them, that is where the true joy lives, right? That is where you feel the most alive. That is where the connection truly happens with other beings, with other individuals. And I am here in this lifetime, in this world, to help create that path for anybody that is really wanting to own that journey, right? For anyone that is really wanting to really go and dive deep into that work and own all pieces of themselves, not just own the good pieces, but own all pieces. Because I'm here to tell you guys, like every day, like so I've cleared that pain, right? I've cleared those emotions that were holding me back from having the life that I really wanted for myself. And so every day, no matter what's happening for me, no matter what's happening to me, I am in joy, right? So I could be going through something and it can be hard, it can be difficult, and yet I know like it's taking me to that next level in my life. And so there is comfort in actually owning it, right? So many times we do get conditioned to, you know, run away, escape our emotions, you know, find different ways in our life to escape, push down our emotions, stuff them down, push them away, you know, don't look at them. We think looking at them is actually going to hurt us. We think looking at them could even, you know, kill us, right? And the reality of it is that when you own those, when you really honor those, when you really own those, and you go through them, that is where the joy lies. That is where you feel alive no matter what is happening to you. And so if you can imagine, like, say you're experiencing fear in some area in your life, which we all experience, right? As I take this step to the next level of where I'm going in my life, there's fear there. But there's lots of ways that we can show up right with that. We can show up and be scared. Or we can show up and really own it and honor it and really know that it's there to serve us, that it's there to support us. And what would it be like for you if you actually were like comfortable in that fear, right? And you knew how to move through it and move through it in joy. So that, like, everything, like, you could look at that fear and go, I know you're here to serve me. I know you're here to support me. I know you're here to help me. And I own that, and I'm going to honor that. And then what ends up happening is actually the fear gets less and less and less. We get used to, okay, this is what this looks like. We know how to actually move through it versus just staying with it and sitting in it, and we're no longer scared of it. And again, we move back to that aliveness, right? So many times when I feel fear in my life, that's a way for me that I actually feel alive, right? Like recently I was in New Mexico I'm terrified of heights, and I wanted to go on a hot air balloon ride. And I also had this cross purpose of I'm terrified of heights and I'm going to be up in this hot air balloon for an hour, and there's going to be no way for me to get down if I'm scared and I, you know, don't want to be up there any longer. But I felt guided. I actually did some research too, and it read some people's posts about, you know, actually it's not so bad even if you're scared of heights. But I did feel guided to move towards that. And I felt, you know, as we were taking off, I did feel my body have the reaction that I always have when I'm in a heights-oriented situation, right? I felt my body shaking. And I felt myself like going like, oh, is this what it's going to be like for the hour? And then there was this peace that settled over me. And really, when you go up there, it's like kind of like being in a high rise, but no windows, right? You know, you're just looking out, and there's this beautiful, beautiful view. And so this peace settles over me. And at some point in the hot air balloon ride, I basically my guides are like downloading me, and this awareness comes to me, and it's like, you know, I know so many of us, you know, we get trained. It's like I work for a living, right? Like we get trained that that's sort of our life, right? The word inherent in the word living is actually the word live, and yet we like to say I work for a living. And what comes to me is like, you know, living for a living. So like it's a total paradigm shift, right? Because all of a sudden I live for a living versus I work for a living. And what would your life look like if that was your reality, right? If you were always embracing that aliveness, embracing that feeling, embracing and owning that, and also always feeling guided, right? Because in that hot air balloon ride, many things happened for me. There was basically the guy who was running our hot air balloon, he had won 64 world records in hot air ballooning. So first of all, I was in good hands. Second of all, because he was ahead of all of the balloonists or the people who guide the balloons, we had the biggest hot air balloon. And I'm also claustrophobic, so I don't like closed spaces. So again, I felt very supported. And then something that had come up for me when I was on this ride was that I was like, oh, I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be by myself. And what ended up happening was there was all these friendly, loving, amazing people that were like supporting me. So I felt like I was with a bunch of my friends versus being with, you know, strangers. And so what would your life look like if every single moment had that kind of flow, right? If every single moment you were trusting, if every single moment you knew that you were taken care of, if every single moment you felt guided and you really just were embodying that trust, what would your life look like? So I'm just going to plant that seed. And what we're going to do right now is I want to go ahead and connect you to the light. And for those of you guys who are new to this, what we're going to do is just bring light all the way through the body. And so it's just, like I said, I'll walk you through this step by step. You're just going to see light coming all the way through the body. And then, I connect you to the light because the light is the truth of who we are. It is the truth of who we came here to be. And it is the quickest way for us to change. It is the quickest way for us to shift. It is the quickest way for us to transform. And so we're going to do that. And then I'm going to expand you out 5 feet, 10 feet, all the way out to the entire universe. And again, I do that so that we can connect to our true power. When we are in our infinite possibilities, when we are in our infinite being, we are in our true power, and we are in the world of infinite possibilities and owning that we're not no longer playing from box A or box B, but we are playing from the land and the world of infinite possibilities, which again is our truth. So I'm going to just connect you to the light, and then we'll expand that out. And then, again, just begin to be thinking about where in your life you're feeling stuck, where in your life you're wanting more for yourself, where in your life you're wanting your life to be different, and where in your life, you know, you have these bigger desires, these bigger dreams. Okay, so with that, go ahead and, again, just placing your feet nice and flat on the floor and just taking a nice deep breath and just breathing in through your nose and just filling your belly and the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air. And just exhaling out nice and slow. And again, just taking a nice deep breath, just breathing in through your nose and just filling your belly, the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air. And just exhaling out nice and slow. And just connecting to the light that's 300 feet above your head. And we naturally do this when we pray. So just see, sense, or feel that light, whatever comes up for you naturally. And again, just seeing this liquid light now just coming down through your forehead, down past your eyes, so that you can see the truth of who you are, see the truth of who you came here to be, and see the breakthrough that you want and desire and are meant to create. And bringing this liquid light down into your nose, down past your ears, so you can hear the truth of who you are, hear the truth of who you are meant to be, and hear the breakthrough that wants to come through. And moving this liquid light down past your mouth and into your throat so you can speak out the truth of who you are, speak out the truth of who you are meant to be, and speak out the breakthrough that you desire to have, speak out the breakthrough that you are meant to have. And bringing this liquid light down across your shoulders and down into your heart so that you can feel the truth of who you are, the truth of who you came here to be, and feel the breakthrough that wants to come through. And moving this liquid light down into your stomach and into your hips so you can stand ground in and create the breakthrough that you are meant to have, that you are meant to have on today's call, that you are meant to have moving forward, and just really creating that truth of who you are and the truth of who you came here to be. And moving this liquid light down into your legs and out through your feet so that you can move towards the truth of who you are, move towards the truth of who you are meant to be, and move towards that breakthrough. And just connecting into the center of the earth that feels like mother's love. It's all ooey and gooey and warm and nurturing. And just allowing that liquid light to come back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. And again, just a liquid light shower just coming every crevice of your face, down your neck, across your shoulders, down your torso, down your hips, down your legs, and out through your feet. And back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. And one more time, just fireworks of light coming all the way out past your face, down your neck, across your torso, down your back, down your arms, down your hips, down your legs, and out through your feet. And back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. Good. And just expanding that light from above and below, and expanding that light into the room that you're in. So just allowing yourself to open, expand, and breathe, and opening and expanding and breathing, and expanding that light into the entire building that you're in, wherever you are. Just see that light expanding out past the entire building, and expanding that light out past the entire city. So just wherever you are located, just see that light expanding out past the entire city. And again, just allowing your body just to open, expand, and breathe, and opening, expanding, and breathing, and opening, expanding, and breathing, and out past the entire state, wherever you are, just opening, expanding, and breathing, and opening, expanding, and breathing, and opening, expanding, and breathing, and expanding that light out past the entire country, just super, super, super big, just opening, expanding, and breathing, and opening, expanding, and breathing, and opening, expanding, and breathing, and expanding that light out past the entire world. So just super, super, super big, just opening, expanding, and breathing, and opening, expanding, and breathing, and opening, expanding, and breathing, and out past the entire universe, past all the planets, past all the galaxies. Just see that light getting so, so, so super big. Just open, expanding, and breathing. Good. Open, expanding, and breathing. And open, expanding, and breathing. And open, expanding, and breathing. Good. And just feeling your feet nice and flat on the floor. And feeling your body and wherever you are sitting. And just taking a nice deep inhale. And exhale. And when you are ready, go ahead and open your eyes. And so just coming back into the room and just feeling into where are you needing support today? Where are you wanting to create that breakthrough? And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to unmute you. And so if you can raise your hand, you can star 6 on your phone to raise your hand, or you can click the ask a question button. But just raising your hand, and then I'll call on you one by one. And so just really, really thinking about this. And as you're thinking about this and as you're getting in tune with this, I want to share with you a story that I shared in my Living in Your Truth community that is so, so, so super important when we are in the midst of creating our breakthroughs. And really, so there was a close friend of mine who recently he got some news about something he had been working towards that wasn't going to happen. And so just to give you a little bit of a back history, he had been working towards this goal for like 13 years. Right? And every time he kept moving forward, you know, he had to keep up-leveling to that next step, up-leveling to that next step. And every single time, the universe kept supporting him, kept moving him forward, kept saying yes, kept saying yes, kept saying yes. And so last week, or about a week or two ago, I spent some time with him. And he was, when we were talking, about, you know, he had been waiting for this final decision as to, you know, this basically the last step in this whole process, right? So 13 years, he's moving towards his dream. He's, you know, he's doing all the necessary work, which one really big piece to creating breakthroughs in our life is just taking massive action, right? It's just taking action and moving forward, right? I mean, so many times we think, oh, well, if we get scared and we don't take that next step. And if you keep taking those next steps, the universe will keep giving you more and more information, right? The universe will keep supporting you even when you don't feel supported, right? So, for instance, you know, in the situation, he ended up, like I said, not moving forward. But what if within him that was the universe supporting him? Right? What if there's a different path that he's meant to go down? And if he shuts himself off or shuts himself down and says, okay, this was my only path, this was my only option, and I'm not going to do anything to move towards it besides this, that can really shut him down, right? That can really shut down the possibilities. So even when we get rejected by something we truly desire, reframing that and looking at that as how is the universe supporting me even when it's not giving me, quote unquote, what I think I want, right? So really, really, that's important just to kind of acknowledge. But so basically, in the process of when I was talking to him about this, you know, it came up that he had actually been playing two different realities in his mind. He'd been playing the reality of this big desire happening, and he had also been playing the reality of this desire not happening, right? Like, and many times we do this to keep ourselves safe. We do it to keep ourselves small. And knowing him, and I know his family super, super well, and so his father had taught him, and he taught him this out of protection and out of love, right? But he taught him that there was a certain reality to life. and that you should know, okay, yes, this is possible and this can happen, and also be prepared for it not to happen, right? And so he had been unconsciously playing these both realities and not just choosing the dream, right? He had been unconsciously wanting, you know, again, to be prepared for that, right? To be prepared for that possibly to happen. But in the process, he ended up creating that. And I share this story with you because how many times, you know, so many of us can get conditioned to living in this glass half empty world, right? Where we tend to play out all these different realities. And we think we're doing it, well, either we're trying not to do it, which again is a form of resistance, right? When we resist against it, we're trying not to do it. And we tend to, end up creating it by even just putting it out there, right? So one thing I want to really call to your attention and I want you to really take in on this call is that our birthright is success. Our birthright is joy. Our birthright is abundance. Our birthright is love. So when you think about a baby and when a baby comes, you know, when we all come into this world, right, we come in as babies and we come in basically with those as our program system, right? Those are, you know, obviously we come in, you know, we do have past lives and different energies that have come in from that, those past lives. But in general, the reason why so many of us want to be just around babies is because they're in that energy, right? They're in that energy of love, joy, abundance, success, and just really that yummy, delicious energy. And then we come in and we're around our families and we take on these inherited truths. We take on our family patterns. And like in this situation, this person had taken on his family pattern because it was meant to help keep him safe. It was meant to help keep him, you know, it was meant to really help protect him, you know, because if we teach our kids that there is a certain reality to life, they're less inclined, they may be less disappointed, right? They may be less hurt. But the reality of it is that when we do this, we are denying ourselves that birthright. We are denying ourselves our ingrained, our automatic programming of love, of joy, of abundance. And so I tell you this story because it's really, really important that to really plant that seed that this is who you are. And anytime you go into the fear, anytime you go into worry, anytime you go into doubt, anytime we go into any of those emotions, anytime we go into any of those feelings, we are actually shutting ourselves down from our truth and from who we are truly, what we are truly meant to have, who we are truly meant to be. And so, again, star 6 to raise your hand, star 6 to ask questions. I will tell you too. So this this past week on Thursday, I love spending time in nature. So I love going out amongst nature. Like I really feel called. I felt called a lot lately to really be around trees and to really be in nature and really allow that energy just to really like feed me and just really. It's like it's just there's this aliveness that you feel when you're in nature. And the aliveness that we feel in nature, again, is our truth, right? It's the truth of who we are. It's the truth of who we came here to be. And so really one seed, one question I want to plant within you is this, what would it take to really live in that energy at all times, right? Like that nature energy is so much the truth of who we are. It just, it's open, it's expansive, it's alive, it's joyful. It's just, it's like you're out there and you just feel that expansiveness. And really, like when you're out in nature, a great way to really manifest is to go out in nature and really think about the things that you really want to create in this life. Because when you're out in nature, you are in that open energy, right? You're not contracted. I mean, we walk around so many times being in this contracted energy, being in this energy that's sort of like where we're limiting ourselves, right? And even the reason why, you know, I took you through that light activation is because we do get so used to contracting our bodies. And what would it take for you to stay in that expansive space no matter what was happening to you, right? No matter what you were experiencing. So again, just planting that seed. And basically, so I sent out an email. I don't know how many of you guys had a chance to read it, but I just want to share really one of the first breakthroughs that I had. And really, like, so for years for me, like, you know, because of this stored emotion I took on from even before the age of 2 with my dad, for years I had been creating this pattern of men leaving, right? And really, that was a deep-seated reflection of where I was leaving me, right? Where I wasn't prepared to fully, like, stay with me and stay with all of my emotions and all my feelings and honor those no matter what, right? And so for years, all throughout my 20s, I kept recreating this pattern over and over and over again. And while I didn't want to create that, it was comfortable. It was something I knew. It was easy for me to expect that was going to happen. It was easy for me to expect that, like, okay, this is going to happen. Like, this is, so it was comfortable, even though it was something I didn't really want. And I did, you know, like, for years I was like, oh, I really want this to be different. I want this to look differently. Like, I'm ready, right? I kept saying that I was ready. And as I shared in that email, so for years I wanted it to be different, and yet it wasn't happening, right? And it was due to a lot of things, right? Because I wanted it to be different, but I wasn't really prepared to do the steps that were necessary to change it, right? I was doing the same thing, hoping for a different result, which I know they say that's the definition of insanity. But really, like, just that for me, it was like I was hoping for something different, and I kind of felt like, okay, I'm working towards this. And there was something comfortable at the time of work, continuing to work with this therapist where things weren't changing, right? Like, I knew that side of it. I didn't know what the change side looked like, but I knew the side of, okay, I can keep telling the same story. I can, you know, she had a lot of compassion. She had known my mother, so there was definitely a very strong connection there. And so there was comfort in staying with that. But it was when I finally had enough, right? You know, I had been dating this guy. I dated him for like a month, maybe. That's kind of even a stretch. Our relationship lasted for a month, but we really, you know, we didn't. It was a typical relationship where you know, you see someone just a few times. And I kept hoping, oh, he's going to, you know, we're going to see each other more. Like, this week I'm going to hear from him. This week we're going to call, right? And so I'm at the, you know, at the end of this, and I'm at my family friend's house, and I'm crying, and I'm just devastated, and I'm in this moment, and I am like, I am so ready for things to be different. And it was in that moment that I was like, I'm not just ready for things to be different, because that was something I had felt for a long time. I was in the space of, I am ready to do whatever it takes for that to happen. So prior to that, I wasn't, right? Because as I shared in the post that I sent out, you know, many people, my sister included, and I love that lady, and she kept telling me, she's like, she gently was suggesting to me, maybe you want to get a different therapist. Maybe you want to try something different. But for years, it was like I was comfortable enough just to stay there, right? I was comfortable enough just to stay where I was and just to stay with that, like, you know, and that was okay. And so, you know, I had that moment, and my family friend, love her to death. She's like, she told me about a program where like their whole thing is about change, right? Like when you're really serious and ready to change. And so I finally was, right? And I was scared. I was scared to take that step. It's like, it's the unknown. I was like, I don't know what's going to happen, you know? And this program that I ended up going to, it's interesting because you read so many times about, you know, like I went online and was Googling it. And there had a lot of positive reviews, but there were some interesting things that were said about that too. And I could have used that as an excuse, like, oh, this isn't the right thing. But in my gut, I just had that knowing, like, this, like, I can't really hurt at this point because what I'm doing isn't working, right? And so I've got to try something new. I've got to try something different. And for me in that moment, it meant spending, I think the program was like $5,000. I hadn't even spent probably, like I mentioned in the email, my therapist had been just charging my insurance. So I hadn't spent that kind of money on myself ever. Let alone to, you know, to spend it all in one big, you know, one big lump sum. But I was ready, and I was prepared to do, again, whatever it took, including that investment, to really do that. And it was 8 days, and it was 8 days of really diving into my pain, diving into these crazy stories that I had, honoring myself, not leaving myself in that moment. And really, like, you know, there was a point around day four. So we had been doing all these exercises to clear our patterns, which I just fell in love with patterns. Patterns were just so intuitive to me, and I just could see them so clearly, and I just fell in love with being able to see these and clearing them and shifting them. And we're clearing our patterns. And I remember going to bed that night. And for the first time ever, so when I was a kid, my mother every night, you know, would come into our room and she'd give us kisses goodnight and she would tell us that she loved us, right? And so when she passed, I remember I started that ritual myself, right? I started telling myself, I love you. Every night before I'd go to bed, that would be something that I would say to myself. And, you know, we're at day four of this retreat, and for the first time ever, I actually felt it. Like, I no longer had to say it because I knew it. I was embodying it. And so this was the start of the journey through breakthroughs, right? This was the start of really creating that breakthrough. It, you know, a huge piece of it was just, it's like you make that decision, I'm ready for my life to be different, which I had made years before. And then it was the choice. I'm going to do something different here. And as part of that investment in myself. And then in going to this place, which again, I didn't really have a clue even what a pattern was, let alone to be clearing them, right? But what I realized was all these patterns were stopping me from the life that I was meant to have. They were blocking, you know, the fear that was coming up, all the, you know, all the beliefs that I had, the ways that I showed up for myself, including, you know, leaving myself time and time again. All of those things were stopping me from having the love that I wanted in my life, having the abundance that I wanted in my life, and really me being and moving towards the work that I was meant to do in the world, which at the time, obviously, I had no clue that that was coaching or working with people on patterns. But all of those things. And as I began to clear out these inherited truths, these inherited stories, as I began to clear those out, all of a sudden, things started to take on a whole nother experience, right? I moved into a new level of flow. I moved into a new level of trust. And I laughed, but it's like, so I got home from this retreat, and I was in medical sales at the time, and I got home from this retreat, and I felt this inner peace that I had never felt before, right? Because a lot of why we feel this, like, a lot of the chaos that's in our system right now is from other people's truths that we're carrying around, right? So it's a lot of baggage we're carrying around, but it's also just a lot of chaos, right? And it's a lot of confusion. And so as you release those patterns, all of a sudden you're no longer in that confusion. You're no longer in that chaos, and you really do have inner peace. Now, for me, this meant actually, like I remember telling one of my clients, I have inner peace. And so I just laughed because, like, of course, she looked at me like I was nuts. but, you know, it was a new owning of my reality, right? And being able to share that reality no matter what someone else's reaction to my truth was, which was a big piece of my patterning, right? Like, I didn't believe that it was safe to really share my truth and to share my reality. And so many times what I would do is I would just fit in with people, even though I did not come here to fit in. And most people really, actually, we don't come here to fit in, right? We come here to be our unique, true selves. And so basically I really was starting to own the person that I came here to be. And as I owned it and as I chose it, the universe started choosing it on my behalf. So many times we're waiting for the universe to sort of choose it and then we choose it. You know, we're waiting to see it, to believe it. And the truth of the matter, guys, is that you need to believe it to see it. You know, and how do you do that, right? How do you do that when all the fear is built in, right? How do you do that when you've got, you know, all these different layers of patterns that are stopping you from really, like, you try to feel it, right? You know, I just worked with a client yesterday, and she has this huge dream, and yet she's staying right now in her corporate job because it's comfortable for her. And every time she goes to look at this dream, like, she's moving towards it a little bit, but she's not moving towards it fully, because every time she goes to look at this dream and she goes to jump, there's nothing there. And part of that, you know, that nothing being there is because it's the patterns that have built up, right? We're not honoring, there's an inner child that lives within all of us. And we're not honoring that inner child's desire for play, for the biggest dreams that are possible, right? And so really, really recognizing, like, if you keep clearing out, you know, you got to, it's like, people work with me for one session, but they also work with me 5 sessions, 10 sessions. I work with people for 6 months. The more you keep working and clearing your stuff, it just creates bigger and bigger levels of truth. It creates this whole new flow to come in, and it creates this whole world of magic and miracles, this world that we're meant to be living at all times, right? The aliveness and joy that I feel on a regular basis in my life, I did not feel 5 years ago. Like, I would have these moments, just like most of us, right? I'd go on vacation, and that's when I'd feel it. You know, I'd go on a date, or I'd meet a guy that I really liked, and that's when I'd feel it. I'd take another step in my career, and that's when I would feel it. But what if every single day there's meant to be joy, right? What if every single day you're meant to have this kind of aliveness that makes you beyond grateful to be here, makes you beyond grateful to be alive, no matter what you're doing, no matter who you're with, and just this joy. And so I don't see anyone that's raised their hand. So again, *6 to raise your hand. We'll give it one more minute, but then otherwise we'll just move into, I want to just go over the steps one more time to make sure you guys are really clear on some of the key and crucial steps to really creating a breakthrough. And then we'll just clear some of the things, you know, as I was tuning into your energy. Oh, cool. Okay. Somebody has a question. all right. So, but then we'll just clear, as I was tuning into your energy, some of the things that are coming up. So, all right, I'm going to unmute you. Your number starts with 847. Hello.
Hey, Deb. It's Carrie.
Hey, Carrie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. What's coming up for you?
So the biggest, like, not the big, I mean, the strongest pulls that I've felt all in the last few months are really on a physical level kind of twofold. And the two things are that I feel a really strong pull to, you know, I'm living with my mom right now temporarily until I kind of, you know, get clear on where I'm supposed to go next to live. But I'm feeling a very strong pull to have my own place you know, in my own apartment or whatever it is, to create my own energy, to create my own space, to live really the way I want to live, and kind of set that up for myself, and really be more in my truth with how I live in my home, more than I ever have, probably ever. And then, but at the same time, I feel a very strong pull away from my current job. So my fear around that and where I continue blocking myself is that I feel pretty, I mean, I energetically, I almost feel like it's pretty equal pull of wanting to leave my job and getting my own place, but then that fear of where am I going to get my income, and I don't just want to go get another job. So I continue blocking myself because I continue going through those same thought patterns and not letting myself figure that out. You know, so I'm kind of stuck in that cycle of feeling strong pulls for both things and having that fear around, well, where am I going to make my money? I have enough money saved up to last me a little bit, but not long enough to, like, really, in my mind, not long enough to figure out where else am I going to start getting that income so I can live on my own and do and honor that within myself. So.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So there's several things here. One thing is that there is something valuable at times to have sort of like have a plan in place and have sort of that bridge. So I know I just mentioned a story where like she could jump, but there is big value in just having that bridge, right? And so in having a plan in place, so you put that plan into place, right? It's not just one day. I'm gonna leave my mom's place in your situation. I'm gonna leave my job, and I don't have a plan. Okay, so there is something that's really, really important about that. And what it feels like is where you got that story from, and just tell me if this feels true. But it feels like it's related to your father. Is that true?
I don't know. I mean, my father hasn't been in my life really for 30 years, so I'm not sure. Maybe subconsciously.
Okay. Yes, subconsciously. So, okay. And okay, that's interesting. One second. I just want to write this down.
Well, I mean, the one thing my dad passed away also about 13 or 10 to 12 years ago, but my parents were divorced 30 years ago. But one thing I did know about him just through stories and from when he was around is that he was a risk taker. I feel like, you know, a lot of that I got from him, like adventurous, and he wasn't like scared to like jump and do something new. But his issue, he did have mental illness. So what he lived around, or whether it was a pattern or because of his mental illness, he would initiate stories from my mom. He had a handful of different business ventures that he would launch, and they would actually do extremely well, but then he could never follow through with it and keep it successful. It would always fail. So I feel like I do have some of that, where I fear, like, you know, I have his personality as far as emotionally and stuff like that, where I'm like, well, I'm going to take a chance and do something, then it's going to fail. I'm not going to be able to follow through, not like on purpose because he didn't, but it just maybe it is that mindset of like every time he did something and was super successful with it, it never lasted. He couldn't, you know, he'd have a nervous breakdown or something that would stop him from being successful in that arena that he was starting to have that, you know, outward success. It would never last because he couldn't keep up with it, or it was too much of an overload for him. So I definitely do have that fear of taking on too much and, you know, it not working out and then me, you know, breaking down because of it. And, you know, because I've gone through depression. And so I also hold on to the story of, even though I know I'm not my dad, that that I am his daughter and I have a lot of personality traits that he does, that I'm going to be like him, you know, and I'm going to have nervous. So, like, I hold on to that story, even though I know it's not true, because when I went through my depression about 9 years ago, I did go through that story during the depression that, like, well, I'm just like my dad, and this is how I'm going to be, and it was felt real. Like, it wasn't like I was just saying that. And, you know, the biggest thing my therapist had pointed out to me at the time is the difference between you and your dad is that you asked for help and he didn't. She said, even own that, the fact that you aren't your dad, because even though you're going through something similar that he has in the past, you asked for help. You wanted to get better. He did not ask for help. And
well, and there was a confusion. like there was a conclusion that was made in that in that moment that everywhere you take risks, you will fail. So like it's deep seated, right? Because you saw your dad, like he took risks, he was successful, but then it, like he created underneath that this failure, right? So then what ends up happening, and this is like for anyone listening to this call, right? Like we're in our environment, and there are so many times that we make up these conclusions in our environments, right? And in that environment, it was like, okay, you watch him, and you're like, okay, cool, like he takes risks, he succeeds, but at the end, the net outcome was failure.
Right.
So, well, yeah, so we will definitely clear that. I'm just going to see if there's anything else, because, okay, the question that I'm hearing to ask you, and this might take us in a bit of a different direction, but I it feels very important, is what did you make his lack of presence in your life mean?
I mean, honestly, I haven't thought a lot about it, but initially, like, it didn't affect me as much as my sister on his leaving level. For me, when he left, when I was 8, it was more my mom had to go back to work, so she wasn't home for me after work, after school. You know, my grandmother was or my sister was, and so there's always someone there, but she wasn't there. And on an outward level, it never bothered me. Maybe it really did. I don't know. So, like, I didn't necessarily, because I was only 8, I didn't also have a strong bond with him when he was around. Like I said, on a surface level, without having thought about it a lot, like, I feel like I really didn't miss him personally as a person, because I didn't really experience a ton of bonding with him even in the 8 years he was around, because he had his first nervous breakdown when I was 2, so he was never 100% fully healthy when I really was in a time of remembering. So as far as him personally, I felt like I never really missed him. He passed away in 2004, and in that time, like that 18 years that he was alive still, I really didn't talk to him a lot. We talked sometimes. He would send me cards or we'd write letters sometimes. It would always take a lot of energy from me, though, to do that. It just felt very heavy, so, like, I didn't talk to him that much. But, you know, enough to know that, you know, when he passed, they had actually called my sister. Anyway, all that. I had a hard time dealing with his death. We went down to where he was living and kind of had some closure, and just I saw physically the way he was living was physically disgusting, you know, and it was really upsetting, and that he never fully got better. He never fully took care of himself consistently or long enough to thrive in his life. He was trying, you know, but he always had obviously his own underlying issues that came up for him. But then in that time when we were down there, you know, for the closure, within a day of being there, something did come over me, and I had this, like, tremendous sense of peace all of a sudden, like, you know what, this was his life. It may not have been the life I would have chosen for myself, but he had church people, they cared about him, he cared about them. This was the life he created for himself, and I somehow came over this peace that was like, you know, his life, his physical life is over, let him rest now. You know, I kind of laid that down and, like, you know what, this was his life once he left us, and even though it wasn't great all the time, that he did have some happiness there, maybe not a ton, but there was some, and so I was able, I had this really strong sense of being able to let that go, and letting him just rest now, let him be, you know.
Yeah.
So, well, like, that's kind of where I came to, like, full circle with that, you know.
No, that's really, really good. One thing that I just want to bring up that we'll clear is just what I heard you say when you were talking was, what you were saying, is that there was some conclusion in there that having a relationship takes a lot of energy.
And, with him, it did, yes, but, and maybe I do feel like, too, that even now, that is kind of true.
Yeah, like, so basically, like, there was, and I can't remember exactly what you said, but what was underneath what you said is having relationships takes a lot of energy. And if you think about that, so then what ends up happening is in your everyday world is you create relationships that take a lot of energy, and you might then, like, say if it's like a love relationship, you're like, oh, this is so much energy, and then you just end up not wanting to be in the relationship because it's so much energy. one piece of it. So
I feel that. Yeah.
So like, I just want to bring that forth, and for everyone that's on this call, it's like it's so important because there's so many these small moments that happen in our childhood, and many times big moments too. But there's these moments that happen in our childhood where we make up these really huge conclusions, and they get stored in our body, and then we end up projecting that into our world. We end up projecting that out. And so, yeah, so we'll definitely go ahead and clear that as well. Perfect. Did you have anything else before we move on to the clearing, or if there's anyone else that has any other questions?
No, I'm good on that.
Perfect. Thank you. Thanks. Okay, so does anyone else have any other questions before we, again, I'll recap some of the crucial steps to really having and creating a breakthrough in our life, and then we will move into doing an awesome, delicious, yummy clearing. Cool. Okay, so we are going to go ahead and go into I want to recap some of the steps that I brought up around really creating a breakthrough in our lives, right? So many times we've accepted the mediocrity that our life is, right? I mean, I know I can tell you for years, like, things were fine, right? Like, I was in a job that I was good at. I had a couple of jobs that, I was good at them. At times I had enjoyment from them. They were giving me a piece of the lifestyle that I wanted, but not everything. I definitely wanted more in my relationship. I even really unconsciously wanted more in my friendships, but I wasn't aware of that at that point. And so I had made this choice, like I said, for years to say, I want my life to be different. But then, the decision and the action to actually do something about it, that was missing for a really long time. Because we can say, okay, I want my life to be different, but if we don't do anything that can create that, that can change that, we aren't going to be able to really move to that next step in our life. And I know so many people, like I said, this is myself included, that it's like that's where we stay, right? We're like, I really want my life to be different. I really want this to look different. And yet we don't really do anything that can create that. And, one thing I always tell people, and it's something that it's important to look at, is just the question, if at the end of my time here, will I have any regrets? So just, let's just tune into that right now. Just closing your eyes and just seeing yourself, if your life stays on the path, stays on the trajectory that you are on right now, just seeing your life, and just seeing yourself at the end of your time here in this physical body, and just asking, if at the end of my time here, will I have any regrets? Will I have wanted something to have gone differently? Would I have wanted something to change? And just tuning into whatever that is. Just getting really, really clear. If there's nothing, awesome. Like, that is freaking fantastic. And if there is something, getting really clear on what that is. Is it related to your career? Is it related to your relationship? Is it related to abundance and wishing you had had more abundance in your life? Is it related to your health? So many times our patterns, the patterns that we take on, our body has messages for us, and the patterns that we take on, they get stored in our body, and we can manifest pain from that. And when you clear your patterns, many times you can clear the pain that got stored in your body with that, right? And so like one really small one, right, or one really simple one that I love, it's a great example though. Years ago I had knee pain, right? I had manifested this knee pain in my body. And I ended up actually having arthroscopic knee surgery. But when I look back, and I look back at the message, one message that my knee had for me, it was literally a direct translation. Like, it had come up as a direct result of my quote-unquote neediness, right? And so, you know, it's literally a direct translation, right? You know, like knee, needy. And so when I, as I cleared that neediness, because when I was growing up, it was wrong to have needs, right? Like, it was, again, that was a subconscious message that was in my household, but I wasn't, you weren't allowed to really have needs. You're supposed to take care of everything yourself. So if you look at that patterning, right? So like, it's wrong to have needs. I have to do everything myself. And so many times, like, that is the reality I took into my world, right? Like, and so many times I didn't feel supported because I had this conditioning of, I can't say what I really need, and I have to do it all myself. And how many of us get that stored in our body where we're like, yeah, we have to do it all ourselves? So just really, really noticing that. So it's the second piece of that breakthrough is really the choice to do something about it. And again, many times that involves making a financial commitment. I speak to a lot of women, and some of them are like, hell yes, I'm ready to do whatever it takes, and they move forward. And some of them, you know, time or money ends up coming up. It's like, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. And the thing about it is that if you think about a time in your life when you really, really wanted something, whether it was something, you know, some Christmas gift, you know, some gift that you wanted for, you know, in your life, like something physical, or you wanted something to really change in your life, you did whatever it took to make that happen. And so really, really paying attention to that, right? Really, really noticing that and noticing, like, you have whatever it takes to, like, to make that happen, right? You, if you really want it, you will do whatever it takes to create that. And it's okay if you don't really want it, right? I mean, it's okay. But just really, really recognizing that. So just being prepared to put whatever resources are necessary into that. And then, you know, once you've made that choice, it's really about undoing everything that's in the way of you creating that breakthrough, of creating whatever you're wanting to create in your life. And many times it has to do with the learned patterns that we have, right? Many times it has to do exactly with the patterns. You know, we could have, like, when it comes to money, we might say, I'm not worth it. This is too much money. And then when it comes to other things, it might be like, we don't, you know, you don't know if it's going to work. Will this work? And so really, really just noticing that, right? And really, really paying attention to that, you know, with the pattern of, will this work? That's self-doubt. Like, there's self-doubt underneath that. And so just really, really paying attention to, when I want something but I don't take action for it, why is that? Is it because I don't want it bad enough? Is it because of fear? What is that? And then just clearing out whatever's in your way, right? As you clear out whatever is in your way, all of a sudden it creates the possibilities. It creates this opportunity for magic and miracles and just everything that you are meant to have. It creates all of that. And so from there, let's go ahead and just clear out a lot of the energies, a lot of the patterns that come up when we go and we go to take these steps forward, right? And so just, we're going to just one more time, I'm just going to, we're going to do a quick connection to the light just to make sure we're all really fully connected and really juicy in that light. And then from there, you know, once you've connected and expanded out, what we're going to do is just, like, for instance, everywhere that you feel stuck, I want you to see that coming out of your body, and then we're going to breathe in a positive alternative, right? We're going to breathe in light. We're going to breathe in expansion. We're going to breathe in openness. I will give you a bunch of positive alternatives. If those don't feel right to you, breathe in something that is aligned for you, right? Breathe in something that you do feel aligned with. Perfect. So just placing your feet nice and flat on the floor, and just taking a nice deep breath and just breathing in through your nose and just filling your belly and the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air. And just exhaling out. And again, just taking a nice deep breath and just breathing in through your nose and just filling your belly, the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air. And just exhaling out and just connecting to the light that's 300 feet above your head. And we naturally do this when we pray, so just see, sense, or feel that light. And again, just see the sacred light coming down past your eyes, past your nose and ears, down past your mouth, and into your throat, down across your shoulders, down your back, down your arms, and out through your fingertips, down your hips, down your legs, and out through your feet. And just connecting into the center of the earth that feels like mother's love. It's all ooey and gooey and warm and nurturing. And just allowing this liquid light to come back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. And again, just a liquid light expansion. So fire hose of liquid light just covering every crevice of your face, down your neck, across your shoulders, down your torso, down your hips, down your legs, and out through your feet. And back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. And one more time, just a liquid light shower just coming down, covering every crevice of your face, down your neck, across your shoulders, down your torso, down your hips, down your legs, and out through your feet. And back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. And expanding out from above to below, go ahead and expand that light out 5 feet, 10 feet, all the way out past your entire city, expanding that light. See that light covering the entire state or country wherever you are located. See that light covering the entire continent that you're on. Just super, super, super big. Just open, expanding, and breathing. And open, expanding, and breathing. And open, expanding, and breathing. And allowing that light to cover the entire world. Just open, expanding, and breathing. And open, expanding, and breathing. And open, expanding, and breathing, and expanding that liquid light out past the entire universe, past all the planets, past all the galaxies, just expanding that out, getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and just open, expanding, and breathing, and open, expanding, and breathing, and just open, expanding, and breathing, and open, expanding, and breathing. Good. And just everywhere that you are feeling stuck, just exhaling that stuckness out of your body, exhaling out all the excuses that you have for feeling stuck. All of subconsciously, when we are stuck, many times it's actually because there's something subconscious stopping us from really wanting to move forward, right? We're scared. So we create the stuckness so that we don't have to move forward, so that we can say, well, I'm stuck. So we are like, we're just not going to move forward. And so just exhaling that stuckness out of your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in expansion, and breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in expansion, and breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, breathing in expansion, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in expansion. And just everywhere you are playing out both realities, right? So everywhere you're playing out the reality of failing and everywhere you're playing out the reality of success. And in the process, those end up canceling out, right? Those end up actually negating each other. Just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in abundance, breathing in your birthright, and breathing in that success. So just breathing in abundance, breathing in your birthright, and breathing in that success, and breathing in abundance, breathing in your birthright, and breathing in that success, and breathing in abundance, breathing in your birthright, breathing in that success. One more time, breathing in abundance, breathing in your birthright, breathing in that success. And everywhere there's a certain reality to life, everywhere you bought into this certain reality to life, and everywhere you're buying into it, right? So everywhere that this exists, that there is a certain reality to life, and that certain reality is actually limiting you. It's limiting you, what you truly think is possible. It's limiting what you are going for in your life. It's limiting what you're asking for in your life, and it's limiting what you're seeking, what you're going after. Just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in that abundance and breathing in success and breathing in abundance and breathing in success and breathing in abundance and breathing in success and breathing in that abundance and breathing in success and breathing in that abundance and breathing in success. And everywhere you're allowing fear to somehow come into play. So everywhere you're using, again, that fear is coming up, and you're using that as a reason or excuse to stop yourself, right? So just exhaling that fear out of your body, whether it's fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of moving forward, whatever that fear is, just exhaling that out and just breathing in this truth and breathing in that light. And it's breathing in the truth and breathing in the light and breathing in the life you are meant to have. So the life you are truly meant to have, this life that you are really meant to have. So just breathing in that truth, breathing in that light, and just breathing in this life that you are meant to have, right? This life that you are meant to have in this lifetime, just breathing in that truth, breathing in that light, breathing in that truth, breathing in that light. And everywhere you're making excuses for yourself, you're making excuses, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough, you know, I just can't do this right now, this isn't the right time in my life, just exhaling that out, and again, breathing in light and breathing in truth, and breathing in light and breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in truth, and breathing in, again, the being you are supposed to be, breathing in that expansion. And I'm just going to clear out, it feels like there's energy on the solar plexus, which is our power center, so I'm just going to clear out the energy that's on the solar plexus, right? So it's like everywhere we're not in our power around this, right? So when we make excuses, we are not in our power. So just, I want you just to see light coming, your solar plexus is underneath your heart, but just see light coming into that area of your body. And just really recognizing, like, when you are not in your power, when you are making excuses, that is you not being in your power. That is not you not owning your birthright, and that is you not being in your truth. So we're just going to clear all of that out, and you should feel that area of your body getting lighter right now. So we're just clearing out the solar plexus. And just clearing out, just see light coming down in there. One more time, just clearing that out and just seeing light coming down to that area of your body. And just everywhere you're pretending not to know. So again, like everywhere that you are pretending not to know, everywhere you're pretending not to know the answers, everywhere you're pretending not to know the next step, everywhere you're pretending not to know what you're supposed to do. Because let me tell you, first of all, with the soul purpose piece, there's several pieces to it, right? One piece is that what energy or emotion did you come here to be? You might have come here to be love. You might have come here to be light. You might have come here to be like service and support. You might have come here to be the energy of abundance. So first of all, like, you know, getting really clear on, okay, like I may not have clarity on what that looks like in this physical world, but I definitely know who I want to be in this world, right? What energy, what emotion I want to be in this world. And guess what? They don't call it your soul purpose because you actually have to find it, or you have to discover it, or you have to like really make it happen. It's your soul purpose because it's in your soul. Like it's already in your body. You already have access to it. You already know what this is. And again, clearing out your patterns is really what helps you to open to what that looks like actually in this physical world. But that soul purpose is stored in your body. So everywhere in some way you are pretending not to know, just exhaling that out and just breathing in this light and breathing in truth and breathing in this light and breathing in truth, breathing in light, 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 breathing in truth, breathing in that light, breathing in the truth, and breathing in this expansion, right? Because it's the return to infinite possibilities. It's the return to your power, and it is the return to being this expansive being in a body. And so everywhere you're wanting your life to look different, and everywhere you're wanting your life to look different, but you're blocking yourself, right? So everywhere in some way you want that your life to look different, but in some way, for some reason, you're blocking yourself, right? Maybe it's because of fear. Maybe it's because you're pretending not to know. Maybe it's because you really know what could happen if you actually take that step, and that scares you. Guys, it is scary at times to live into our bigness, right? It is scary at times to live into our purpose. And yet, again, like going back to that activation that we just did around seeing yourself at the end of your time here, are you going to have any regrets if you don't own that, if you don't really honor that, and you don't really move towards that? Are you going to want a do-over? That's what I just heard. Are you going to want a do-over? So just everywhere you want your life to look different, but in some way you're blocking that, just exhaling that out, and again, just breathing in light that just got lighter. Breathing in light, breathing in truth, breathing in that light, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in truth, breathing in that love, and breathing in that self-love. Breathing in light, breathing in truth, breathing in love, breathing in self-love. And I'm hearing just everywhere you're not loving yourself enough to take the steps necessary to do whatever it takes to bring your dream to life, to have that breakthrough in your life, to have the life you truly desire and the life that you truly deserve. So everywhere that's the case, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in that love and breathing in that self-love and breathing in that love and breathing in that self-love, breathing in love, breathing in self-love, breathing in that light and breathing in that expansion, and breathing in love, breathing in self-love, breathing in light, and breathing in that expansion, and breathing in love, breathing in self-love, breathing in light, and breathing in expansion. And just everywhere you're not listening to your intuition, everywhere you're not listening to where you're being pulled, just exhaling that out. So many times we get a gut feeling, we know it's right, we know something's not right, but we don't listen to that, right? We get trained to shut it down. So everywhere you're not listening to your intuition, everywhere you're blocking your intuition, just exhaling that out and just breathing in truth and breathing in light. And again, breathing in truth and breathing in light and breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in truth, breathing in light. And just everywhere, you know, having what you want in your life takes a lot of energy. It takes too much energy. And it's easier to give up than to actually go for it, right? So everywhere in some way, having what you want in your life takes too much energy. It's like too much, it's too much energy to do that. So just everywhere that, so you just give up. So everywhere you're giving up on yourself, just exhaling that out and just filling yourself up with you and filling yourself up with love and filling yourself up with self-love. And filling yourself up with you, and filling yourself up with love, and filling yourself up with self-love. And again, filling yourself up with you, filling yourself up with love, filling yourself up with self-love. And again, filling yourself up with you, filling yourself up with love, filling yourself up with self-love. And one more time, just filling yourself up with you, filling yourself up with love, filling yourself up with self-love. And everywhere you have a fear of, where am I going to live? Where am I going to get the income? How is this going to work? Can this work? Everywhere in some way, you're trying to step into your mind to honor what is really held for you in this lifetime, right? So every time you're trying to work out the details, every time you're trying to have your mind figure out what your heart knows, okay? So I want to say that again because that's so important. Everywhere your mind is trying to figure out what your heart already knows. Just everywhere that's the case, just clearing that out and just breathing in this love, breathing in intuition, and filling yourself up with that heart energy, right? Like your heart is this expansive organ that just knows what your truth is. It just knows where you're supposed to be, how this is all going to work out. And so many times we go into logic, we go into our minds, we go into trying to figure it out. And that trying to figure it out is actually us blocking ourselves, right? It's actually us stopping ourselves from the life we are meant to have. And what would it take for you just to take one step forward and own and honor that one step and not have to know, like, 1,000 steps in front of you, but just to know and honor just that one step and just clearing out everything that's in the way of that And again, just clearing out this energy that's in your solar plexus, when you step out of your power, when you try to figure this stuff out. So just, we're just clearing that out. And I want you just to breathe in that truth and breathe in that light and breathe in guidance and breathe in flow and breathe in magic and breathe in miracles. And again, just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in flow, breathing in magic, breathing in miracles. And again, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in flow, breathing in magic, breathing in miracles. And one more time, just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in flow, breathing in magic, breathing in miracles. And again, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in flow, and breathing in magic, and breathing in miracles. And everywhere you're scared of just taking risks, right? So everywhere you're scared in some way of taking a risk. And so everywhere you just stop yourself, because if you take that risk, something could happen, right? Something good, something bad, and you end up just stopping yourself before you've even started. So everywhere you are stopping yourself before you even start, just exhaling that out, it feels like there's energy in the heart on that, guys, because it's like, you know, we've shut down our true desires. We've shut down our true heart's desires to keep ourselves safe, to keep ourselves small, to keep protecting ourselves. And so just see light. I'm clearing out the heart chakra, but just see light coming in to your body. And just see, it's like, we're just going to clear just everywhere you're devastated that you haven't done something, that you haven't taken those steps forward, that you haven't done what your heart truly desires up until this point. And just breathing in that love and breathing in that truth and breathing in that light, breathing in the life you are meant to have and just breathing in that expansion. So again, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in that life you are meant to have and breathing in that expansion. And again, one more time, just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in the life you are meant to have and breathing in that expansion. Last time, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, breathing in that life you are meant to have, breathing in that expansion and just filling yourself up with you and the yumminess, the deliciousness of you. And just filling yourself up more and more and more of you and all that love, all that abundance that you are meant to have. So just filling yourself up with all that love, with all that abundance, with all that expansion. You came here in this lifetime to grow as a being. What if that was your only purpose, right? You know, so many times we keep trying to find out this ever elusive soul purpose, and it's definitely good to be like, to feel good in whatever, however you're creating your income in your world, to feel good about that. But guys, as a soul, we came here just to grow and to expand and to learn how to love, ourselves more, to learn how to love each other more. And that's it. Like, that's in a nutshell, like, that's life broken down. And really just taking that in, like, the journey isn't about how much money you can have or how much stuff you can have or how much you can collect, whether it's friendships, relationships, you know, stuff. The journey is about expansion. It is about growth, and it is about love. And if you know that, you've solved the secret to life. You've solved that whole life purpose. And as you keep working towards that, as you keep moving towards that, that's when everything unfolds. That's when the abundance comes. That's when the soul purpose comes. That's when the love relationship comes. As you own that expansion, right? As you are willing to look at the pieces of yourself that we, like I said, can get so scared to look at. So as you're willing to look at all of those, that's when all the magic and the miracles and all the quote-unquote material stuff comes. And so just filling yourself up, let's just see, we're going to see light and love and this abundance and joy just coming down into your body and just really, really feeling that. And you guys feel lighter. So just feeling that in your body. So just seeing that light and that love and that joy and that abundance just coming down into your body. Just filling yourself up with that. And one more time, just again, seeing light and love and joy and abundance coming into your body. Just allowing yourself to really fill up with that. and just feeling your feet nice and flat on the floor and just taking a nice deep breath. Feeling your body back in the chair wherever you are sitting or laying. I love to do clearing when I'm laying down. Whatever that is, just feeling yourself coming back into the room. And if any emotions came up, that's perfectly fine. If any tingling, if you're feeling tingling, that's just energy and emotions releasing. So if you fell asleep, that's also perfectly fine. All of that is just helping you to clear, right? It's all helping you. So don't make your emotions wrong. Don't make any sort of feeling in your body wrong. All of that is just coming forth just to be cleared, just to actually just be cleared out of the body. And again, just taking one more nice deep inhale and exhale. And just, if you haven't already, go ahead and open your eyes. So we're going to take about another 10 to 15 minutes, maybe not even, but thank you guys for staying and hanging in here this long. Hopefully you enjoyed that. If you have any comments, questions, or anything, I totally invite you to email me, or you can even raise your hand now, but I totally invite you to email me with how that was for you, like what came up for you, what your experience was. I would love to know. And so basically, you know, I mentioned in this clearing this whole, like, really the journey of our soul, right? And that's like, that's deep, right? It's deep stuff, right? Like, you know, we're so used to kind of keeping it light, right? And keeping it sort of at that surface level. But the truth is, and this is such a great awareness to have because it can reframe and reshift everything. But the truth of the matter is that if you wanted it to be all good, if you only wanted to experience one emotion the emotion of good, the emotion of perfection, you would not actually have come down into your physical body. So really, really just take that in for a second. Because the truth of the matter is when you're not in physical form, when you're just in an energetic state, that energetic state is light because you don't have any density. You don't have any density that you're carrying around in your body. And you're a powerful manifester in that realm. Like you literally think of something and it's happening, right? And you could be wherever you want. And if you don't like your reality, you choose a different one. And it happens instantaneously. So really, it's just all like, in general, it's like all love and light up there, right? So if you really wanted that reality and not to have any sort of range of highs and lows and dark and light and just that contrast, you wouldn't have actually come into physical form. You would have just chose to stay in your energetic state, which is beautiful up there. And there's advantages and pluses to everything, right? But we came down here because our soul was like, we wanted a new adventure, right? Our soul wanted to grow. Our soul wanted to have the whole range, and our soul wanted us like to really to clear out the pieces, you know, from past lives and from other lifetimes that, you know, that we've been carrying around, that wanted to clear all of that out and shift and expand and grow and love more, love ourselves more, love each other more. It wanted the whole kit and caboodle is what I'm hearing. and just really, really recognizing that, right? And really, really taking that in. And guys, that's why I really created the Be True to You Pattern Breaking Program, because the truth of the matter is that, and I've mentioned this a few times now, but we came here to experience it all, right? We came here to experience everything and to own, like if you knew you could dive into those emotions, all of them, right? To dive into and own and clear your pain. Right? To dive into your imperfections and own and honor those, and that everything, in doing so, everything could be love and everything could be joy, and that you could actually just literally have, like, the life you came here, like the life of your dreams that you came here to live on this earth. So instead of actually having to leave your body to have that, you can have it actually in your physical form. How much would that be worth to you? How much would that actually, would you want that, right? It's like our souls are calling us to have a bigger journey. Our souls are calling us to expand. And yet many of us end up where we just literally go through the motions of life and we sort of miss the call. Like, we miss that call to something bigger. We miss that call to a bigger life. We miss that call and those opportunities. It's like if you're going to go through the pain, because we're going to have, you know, pain in our life, you know, throughout the whole thing. So if you're going to go through the pain, you might as well learn from it. You might as well grow from it, so you don't have to keep experiencing it over and over. Like, if you're going through it, you might as well clear it. Because so many times what ends up happening is we end up going through pain, but we don't get the lesson. So then we just end up re-experiencing it and recreating it over and over and over, and we wonder, why does this keep happening? It's because, in general, we're avoiding it. We're trying to run away from it. We're resisting it instead of just owning it, clearing it, so that we can have a new experience, so that we can move up vibrationally to that next level. And as we move up higher and higher and higher vibrationally to higher levels of love, joy, gratitude, peace, as we move up into those higher levels, we return to the powerful beings that we are, we return to the powerful manifestors that we are, we return to our intuition and being intuitive beings, because guess what? We are all intuitive, and yet so many times we stop our intuition because we've been told that we don't know better, right? We think our parents have all the answers, and then that translates into, you know, you're sitting in a work environment and they have all the answers. You know, you're sitting in a relationship and they have all the answers, or they're going to save you, they're going to rescue you, they're going to pull you out. And the truth is that we came here to step into our own power, to have that expansion, to have that love, to have that growth, and have it all. And what if you could have a life that no matter what was happening to you, you knew that it was happening exactly as it should be? You could sit and be with however someone was showing up without taking it personally. And you could just sit and hold that space of love and compassion. And then know anytime you wanted something, you could create it. Because as I mentioned earlier on, that's your birthright. That abundance, that joy, that love, that peace, that is who we truly are. And we've just layered ourselves up with like a layer sandwich of fear and all of our, you know, criticism, self-judgment, all of our, you know, our not good enough patterns. So we're sitting in this, like, we're like covered in, it's like I'm getting this picture of us being like sandwiches. That's what I'm getting. But it's like, you know, we've got this whole sandwich, like these layers, right? Like all around us. And the bread is so big, it's basically dominating the whole sandwich, right? And we all know that a sandwich with too much bread is not a delicious sandwich. And really, it's about the meat of life, right? Our life can be juicy, it can be meaty, it can be yummy, it can be delicious. It can be all of those things if we don't let that bread engulf our sandwich. That's just the analogy that my guides just gave me. I love that analogy. I think it's hilarious. But it's really true, right? You know, like we came here to experience it all and really to let our meat, you know, forth, right? To let our, like, yeah. And so with that, if this is calling to you, right, if this work is calling to you, I invite you to join my Be True to You Pattern Breaking Program. This program starts November 10th. Most of the calls are going to take place on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. This program starts on the 10th. I would love to have you join me. You're going to know if this is right for you or not, right? You're going to know, is your soul calling you to something more? Are you ready to break through? Or are you wanting to stay where you are? Like, in my 20s, I wanted, you know, subconsciously or unconsciously to really stay where I was. In my 30s, I made a new choice. I wanted to grow. And the more that I grow, the more alive that I feel, the more delicious my life gets, the more exciting my life gets. Like, what if you knew that around every corner was something exciting, around every corner was something delicious and fun and interesting and something that could help you expand and grow? What if when you got upset about something, you knew exactly how to handle that? You knew exactly how to clear that? And you actually worked through it, so you didn't actually have to experience it again in a different form. What if you actually spent your life actually in the present moment, right, where you were owning that presence, you were owning, like, so many times we live in the past, we live in the future. We live in the past because there's so many things that happen in our past that we never got a chance to give voice to in that moment, so we keep bringing up similar situations to actually have that voice. But when you have the opportunity to have that voice and you give voice to something, it actually dissipates. It doesn't get stronger. It doesn't energize it. It dissipates it. And we live in our future because our present isn't good enough. And we think somewhere down the road, life will be what I want it to be. Somewhere down the road, life will get better. Somewhere down the road, life will be, it'll be good. And what if this moment is good, right? What if this moment is the most delicious moment you're ever going to have until you have that next moment? And what if you're always living in that present space? When you clear out your patterns, you no longer have those patterns holding you back in that past. And you no longer are like looking to the future because your present life isn't good enough. You just are in that moment. This week as I went to the forest and I sat with the trees, I just sat in the presence of that moment and took it all in. And while I was doing that in the forest, that happens. I'm sitting in my house. I'm sitting with my friends, or family, or loved ones. I'm always sitting just in that present state. And there's so much joy when you are no longer looking to the past or looking to the future, and you are living exactly where you are supposed to be. And so if this program calls to you, I invite you to join me. If you have questions, you can email me at deb@deborahacker.com. My name is just spelled deborahacker.com. So again, that email is just deb@deborahacker.com. If you want to have a conversation with me, we can have a conversation at bit.ly/callwithdebacker. And again, Acker is spelled A-C-K-E-R. So if this program is calling to you, right, if your soul is calling to this, right, if your higher self wants more, if you want more, right, if you want more in your life, I invite you to join me. Just so you know, the investment for this program is $644 paid in full. And there is a two-payment plan that totals $777. So it's $388.50 per, you pay that up front, and then you pay for the next, after the third week, you pay for the next piece of that. But I invite you to join me. If this work is calling to you, I am here to help you take you through all those experiences that you've been resisting and take you to that next level in your life, to take you to that level where no matter what is happening, you are feeling joy. And no matter what is happening, you are feeling alive and you're embracing that aliveness and knowing that that's really why you came here. Knowing that's really what you came here to experience. And if this program is not calling to you, but working with me is, I invite you to do that as well. You can find out more information about how to work with me at www.deborahacker.com. And I have one, you know, for the first session with me is $199. So if you want to experience the depth of this work, and again, the program isn't calling you, but the work is, I would love to connect with you as well. And so I want to conclude this program by having you guys close your eyes and just taking a nice deep breath, taking a nice deep breathing just in through your nose and just filling your belly and the sides of the body, the chest, and the legs with air, and just exhaling out. And I want you to see your life as it is now. Just where you are, getting a very clear picture of where you are right now, where are you are in your abundance, where you are in your relationship, where you are in your career, where you're living. Is that where you want to be living? How's your health? Getting a very clear picture of all of that. And now just see your life as if you just continue on the trajectory. So just see your life, if you just kept moving forward at the pace that you're moving forward, what does your life look like, right? What does each piece of your life look like? Is it the life that you really want for yourself? Is it the life that your heart truly desires? Is it the life that the inner child that lives within you is really desiring? Will you have any regrets if you stay on your current trajectory? And now, just getting a really, really clear picture of that. And now I want you just to get a clear picture if we were to work together. Again, whether that's in my Be True to You pattern breaking program, if that's one-on-one. And just see what your life would look like with that. As we clear out all the inherited truths, all the inherited patterns you got from your parents and when you were growing up, and then as you moved into your adult life, what would your life look like then? Would it look any different? I'm just noticing that, right? It's like you're either going to know you feel called to do this or you don't feel called to do this. And my goal is for you to be very clear about that, whatever that is. And again, if I can help support you in that decision, if you want to talk further, send me an email, sign up for us to have a conversation. I would love to support you. But just really, really getting clear. If I take this program, if I work with Deb, what does my life look like? What breakthroughs come from that? How does my life change? And what does my life look like with that? And just taking both of those realities in and just knowing what your decision is, right? What your truth is in that moment. You can sign up for this program. Like if you are feeling called, you can sign up for this program on my website at just www.deborahacker.com/live-your-truth-program. And I will send out all these links after our call, but you can sign up for this program on that page. And again, if you have questions, just reach out to me, respond to the email that I send out after this call. If you're on my email list, otherwise you can email me at deb@deborahacker.com. But I invite you to join me. Like this program is going to be, I've been feeling into the energy of the program. I channel everything that I do. And so I've been just really feeling into the energy of the program. It is going to be amazing, like beyond amazing, ridiculously amazing. And if you feel called, like if your soul is calling you for this, I really invite you to join me. And I just want to thank you guys all for being on this call today, for staying on. Like so many of you have stayed on and just listened for the last hour and 45 minutes, which I so appreciate. And like I said, if you have any questions or anything, let me know. But otherwise, I hope you have a beautiful, fantastic, amazing Saturday filled with delicious, yummy energy. And I look forward to connecting soon. Much love.